faith is coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner mind. Faith is coming because I am hearing the word of God. The Lord bless you richly. You may be seated. You are welcome to service this morning. I thank God for your life and I thank God for all mothers in the church. Glory be to the Lord. I thank God for those with children. I thank God for those that God has blessed and opened their womb for children. I thank God for those that are in one situation or the other because the God of hope will speak into every situation this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to the Lord. Now, the message for this day is short. I was privileged because previous Mother's Day, our mother has shared this short exhortation and she said, you're going to do it this way. I said, it's your day. You guys go and sort it out. Praise be to the Lord. I begin to meditate. And I noticed that even before we enter May, right from April, there is this word that has stayed with me, the mother's oil. It stays in my heart. So when I was given the privilege, and I thought, what can we do with the mother's oil? You will record in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. A very special word, a very special situation occurred. Now, one day, hallelujah, the widow of a member of the group of prophets went to see Elisha and cried out, my husband, who served you, has died. And you know how much he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come and threatened to take my sons as slaves. How can I help? Elisha asked. Tell me, what do you have in your house? I have nothing, only a jar of oil, of olive oil, she answered. In verse 3, then Elisha said to him, ask your friends and neighbors to lend you as many empty jars as they can. Then go home with your children and close the door. Pour into the jars the olive oil you have in your jar. And when they are filled, put them aside. Then she did as directed. Her children will bring her the jars and she will fill them one after another. Soon, all the jars were filled to the brim. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Hallelujah. My mother's oil. A mother is a special woman that cares so much for her children. As a matter of fact, our children that came out to give citation and greetings to our mothers, let's clap for them, please. You know, all of them, every one of them, above and beyond. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to take the video clips and I'm going to watch it again. You're all gifted and talented. And that is the works of mother. What a mother can do. A mother will ensure that a child will go on and sleep, not on an empty stomach. A mother would rather not eat for her children to eat. For a mother, the way we've been brought up in the Christian way, to go to our husband colleagues and seniors, maybe in ministry, and to tell them categorically, there's something going on. Not accusing them by saying, you guys, I thought you're all prophet. Are you not seeing what is going on in my house? Is my husband sleeping in the Lord? She didn't say that. And the man of God said, what do you have in your house? If somebody has come to you saying that she has nothing, and you are still asking, what do you have in your house? Today is a special day to let you all know that there is something. The key word is, what do you have in your house? There is still something you have. You may not recognize it, but there is still what? Something that you have. She was doing all of these things to save her children, to provide for their future, to bless the community, to be resourceful. Everything was planned by God. Because nothing ever happened, or that can ever happen to you and I, that God is not aware of. This woman was being set up for great and mighty things. And the Lord is doing the same thing. But she did this, she accomplished this with the help of God. A jar of oil, a vessel of oil, you may also call it. A special mix. If you recall in Exodus 30, verse 22 to 29. You see, if we read that, if we have that on the screen and you read it, you realize that this oil that she said as a wife of a minister, you understand that the oil she has in the house, they're not ordinary oil. In Exodus 30, 22 to 29, I'll read it quickly. It said, moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, concerning the kind of oil you keep in the house, also take for yourself quality spice, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet smelling cinnamons, 250 shekels, 250 shekels and sweet smelling cane, 500 shekels, sesame. You know, these are all the spices that they're mixing together. Please go on so that I will not mispronounce. And you shall make from this a holy anointing oil, an anointing compound according to the acts of the perfumers, it shall be a holy anointing oil. Keep going. With it, you shall anoint the tabernacles of meetings and the ark of the testaments, the table and all its utensils, the lampstands and its utensils, and the altar of incense. That is, this oil is special. In Yoruba, they say, that it can, you understand? It works for all things. Hallelujah. Amen. And the altar of both offering, you know, with it, and so on and so forth. Give me 29. You shall consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. The wife of a leader, a minister. The man has gone to be with the Lord. The wife is in trouble. The man has left a lot of debt. And I can understand how this kind of debt can happen. Please, we're starting another parish, a so-and-so location. Don't worry, my son is coming from Togo. He has promised to fund the share. You just keep giving me shares. Keep giving me lamb. Keep giving me water. We want to feed these people. Somebody was passing by yesterday, has promised this. The mother might not even be aware of this. Now, suddenly, it's been taken away with a lot of debt. And this kind of thing still happen in our time. She ran to God for help. And God responded and said, what do you have in your house? Hallelujah. You see, working with God is very, very key. Seeking the presence of God is important. Walking in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is very, very a key factor to every success that a man will make. But this woman is unique. I just want to identify her out of this passage that she did something special. She was asked specific questions. She responded. So I'm asking you this morning, what do you have in your house? Do you know what you have? Do you know where it is? And I'm not talking about the gold that you hide it under the carpet or your currencies. There may be other unique stuff that you have. That thing that you don't even treasure. It may be your handkerchief that has been anointed a while back and you have forgotten because you have tried it week one. You perceive that maybe nothing was going on. She was asked. Elijah asked. Ask your friends and your neighbors. The neighbors we're not greeting right now may still be the one that a word will come from the altar, from the pulpit here, and say, ask your neighbor and your friend to lend you all the empty jars they can. You will have thought that this woman will be afraid again to go out and borrow. But a word was coming from a trusted authority, from a trusted mouth, from a trusted voice that has become the voice of God. In verse 4 of that 2 Kings chapter 4, you know, NLT, it said, then go into your house. Key word, go into your house with your sons, not with the neighbors, with your sons, a mother. Just like somebody was saying, they know everything about their mom recently. And this person was saying that anywhere the mother goes, the mother is always using her since she's the last born, everywhere. So she said, as a daughter of a pastor, I know everything. Hallelujah. A trusted partner, a mother, will never leave their children outside the door while the door where she's at is shut. Hallelujah. Because when a spiritual exercise is about to take place, the last thing you want is distraction. If a child suddenly cry and scream and a miracle is taking place, you don't want to run out of that presence of miracle and be saying, what is going on again? To prevent distractions and satanic influences, bring your children indoor and shut the door behind you and begin to pour the oil. The miracle that is about to happen is not only meant for you because you might not be able to carry it. She's a mother. Miracles are taking place. When a jar is filled, somebody needs to take the empty jar to a spot, location for storage. Oh yeah, bring me another one. She needed an assistant. Hallelujah. A child that is well trained always follows instruction. Who is always around to train children? Our mothers. Mothers are great. And may the Lord continue to fill them with more grace. Particularly those that are in this assembly. I recognize the mothers in our church more because they are virtuous women. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you. Hallelujah. The occurrence that took place in 2 Kings chapter 4, Old Testament. In the New Testament, it was repeated again. But when you pray, hallelujah. But when you pray, when you are shutting the door behind you, he's saying, but when you pray, in our time, what it means is, keep your phone outside your prayer room. Don't bring your phone into the altar location. When you appear at the altar, why don't you leave your phone in the car for that main time that you are praying? Shut the door behind you. Glory be to the Lord. And pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will do what? Reward you accordingly. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, I pray in the name of Jesus that each and every one of us, particularly our mothers, your labor of love towards your spouse, your children, may he be rewarded generously in Jesus' name. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, but we ourselves are the fragile, clay jars containing these great treasures. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Everything God used your hands to do, know for sure it is God that has made it so. It is important, therefore, that we follow God's plan. This woman was given specific instruction, a woman, and she followed God's plan. Will you follow God's plans for your life? Will you yield to God's strategy for you? When God has turned things around for you, will you still continue to second guess God? Or will you accept his full miracle and wonders that he has brought you? Will you stop trying to figure it out and let him handle it? The same way you sat on this chair, when you are about to sit, you believe that the chair will carry you. Let us put all our weight on God, for he is more than able to carry our loads. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he said, "Now may all glory be to God, who can accomplish far more than we could ask of him, even imagine, through his great power," hallelujah, "and his might, and the acts that he continued to do among us." Brothers and sisters, no matter the situation we're currently engaging, there was a woman in the Bible that once upon a time had that issue. It's not easy for debt collector to say, "Okay, if you cannot pay this debt, let me just take one of these child and use the child as a slave. Not even just one. Take the two children to be doing hard labor." And it still happened in our time. People are selling their children. The situation was bad. But she called upon God. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he said, "For I know the plan, says the Lord, the plan that I have for you, the good plan. I have good plan for you, says the Lord. The plan that I have for you, they're not plan that will lead to disaster. They're plan that will yield good results." Hallelujah. We should learn from this woman. She borrowed so many empty jars. Hallelujah. From our friends and our neighbors. That is, she's a kind of person that maintains neighborly relationship, which is critical for our survival. She served God. Hallelujah. She served God. She served God. Her household served God. The God that promised to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. She still served God. Despite the situation that was going on, she still served God. She consulted with the elders. "I need help. This is what is going on." They agree with her in prayer. That prayer was that instruction. "Is there anything in the house, ma?" "Say yes. There's nothing, no, but I have this." Even if it's just a car key, multiplication can come out of it. Hallelujah. Charles Spurgeon said something, and I quote, he said, "You are as much serving God in looking after your own children and training them up in God's fear." This is talking about women. "And minding the house, making your household a church for God, as you will be if you had been called to lead an army to battle for the Lord of hosts." Glory be to the Lord. God is faithful. The Lord Almighty is what? Faithful. Our mothers are special. So mom, sisters, aunties, grandmas, I want to tell you that God is beside you. God is with you. God is your help among of those that help you. Hallelujah. You will never be left for stranded. I thank God for men. Like our brother who said his wife is his firstborn. I thought that's powerful. That's a power talk. That is awesome. I've never heard that before. Wow. Because if she is your firstborn, then you will love her. Glory be to the Lord. In Proverbs 18:22, it says, he that finds a good wife has obtained favor, particularly this month of grace. I thank God for the men of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Faith Foundation, for we have all obtained favor. Praise be to the Lord. In conclusion, what are we talking about today? Mothers. Our mother's jar. Our mother's oil. Mothers, hold on to your oil. Whatever that is equivalent to in your home, you need it. Your children need it. Your community needs it. A good parent, a good mom, will always plan good future for our children. Mothers, keep your oil. You need it. Your children need it. Your community need it. Mothers, hold on to your oil. Don't give it up. Don't sell your inheritance just because of the little pain of the nations. Don't give up the presence of God. This woman never allowed God's presence to depart from her. She clung on to God. She sought after God. Mothers, do the same thing. It is the presence of God's mother's oil that will save our children. It is the little investment that we call little, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, of God Almighty, that brings multiplications. Mothers, no matter the situation right now, know for sure that God is able. There are numerous moms in the church, in the Bible, even in our community, even in our time. Many of them going through one thing or the other. But one mom stood out to me in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And Timothy wrote, he said, I am reminded of your sincere faith. Talking about his mother and his grandma. A faith that dwelt first in your grandma, Louise. This is Paul talking to Timothy. Hallelujah. And your mother, Eunice, now I am sure dwells in you as well. Glory be to the Lord. See how important mothers are? Right from grandma, Grandma Louise, all the way to even our own mom. I mean his own mom. Glory be to the Lord. Timothy's mom. Paul recognizes one thing. He said there is faith in them. So mom, leave your children with faith. Leave them with faith. Demonstrate faith. Practicalize faith. When they're doing certain things, or you are trusting God for one or two things, demonstrate faith by praying for those things in their presence. And when it happens, demonstrate faith by calling them and say, remember we prayed concerning this. The Lord has done it. Glory be to the Lord. Such was Grandma Louise and Mommy Eunice. Such faith they imparted Timothy. We can do the same thing. Hallelujah. And our children will turn out right. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are moms in the Bibles that we can emulate. What about Elizabeth and Zechariah? They united together, doing the same thing consistently. Trusting God and believing in God for their daily bread. Glory be to the Lord. And I've seen mothers winning so many battles. Women are so powerful. They can make alive and they can kill. One day, the nation needed help. And they came to Mommy Deborah. The men came to her. We need help. We need help. And Mommy Deborah already said, okay, let me pray for you. And then let God, you know, assist you. They said, no, Mom, you need to follow us. I said, if I follow you, we're going to be the one winning this battle. we will kill Caesarea. And you know what happened? The Lord gave victory through the hands of women. Women have achieved a lot in this nation. They have been in key positions. We're still trusting God for the United States of America that one day a woman will also be and can be the president of the United States of America. I truly believe that because when a mother is in charge, great things happen. I remember a mother that was in charge of the United Kingdom in the 80s. Her name was Margaret Thatcher. They call her Iron Lady. She was so tough. She went into battle with Argentina and she won. At a time when Argentina was thinking that they were also strong. They won the battle. Women are strong. They have been in so many positions. The presidents of the United States of America that have always been there, they would not have been successful if it was not the influence and the assistance of mothers. So mothers are great. You are beautiful. You are awesome. You can do and undo, as I say. You are so powerful. And all men ought to respect women because they have so power. They have the influence. You know, can you imagine? Even if a man, can you imagine carrying your baby on your back? After a while, you say, this bag is taking me. I think we need to put the baby down a little bit, that the baby needs to rest in bed. Even when you know that the baby don't need to rest in bed, the baby needs a back. But a mother can put a child on her back, even all day. I've seen them in Africa that they will even be carrying, dragging other things. Why? Because God created them in a very special way. And we ought to pray for them this morning. It is my prayer for all mothers today that the Lord Almighty that made Sarah to laugh in Genesis 21 verse 6 will also cause you to laugh. The laughter of congratulations. The laughter of sweet memories. The laughter of victory and triumphs in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not labor for others to harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. Your biological children shall be greater than you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you and yours will end up well. Let us rise. Glory be to the Lord. Today is your day. Hallelujah. I have a song. Thank you for your encouragement. This is the day that the Lord has made. You are not expecting.